We got a guy on the phone line here that you might know. Ray Dennis is on the phone line. Ray Dennis is an old friend of mine and of Bonnie's because we work together over at Brand X. That's right. How are you, Ray?
Fine. Hey, Captain Jack and I have the same last name, and it's not Jack.
Maybe you can tell how that happened, Captain.
Well, it happened a long time ago, like back in the 40s, but we are first cousins, and we're about a year apart. Now, he's the older one.
Yeah.
but your birthday is November 1st. I can remember that.
Right. Yours is in January.
January 4th.
You're always going to be a little ahead of me. Well,
that's true.
And the interesting thing about it is I remember when I first came to work in Des Moines, the guy I followed on the air down the street on Brand X was Ray Dennis. You were on, and I had to clean up after you, right?
Well, actually, you were before me at the very beginning because you they brought you in for all night.
That's right. Yeah, Cal Stout was on in the morning for a little bit.
And we were operating out of a trailer, as I remember.
Yeah, that's right.
The studios.
Remember when those news guys would walk into the trailer and make our record skip?
Well, anyway, we were raised together actually on the north side of town, not too far from each other. Captain Jack was raised in Highland Park. I was in what they call River Bend nowadays. I guess that's better than calling it the hood. Anyway, I guess they're doing some great things in the neighborhood. But we were raised pretty close and saw each other a lot and kind of went through some of the, the same things, being in the same grade in school. And we were in Boy Scouts and all that kind of stuff.
Ham radio?
Boys do. Ham radio, yeah, we got into that.
You guys still do that, don't you? Or do you?
Yeah, I'm K0UKN.
Yeah, I'm W0DQ.
Yeah. You guys ever talk to Steve Locker?
Yes. Well, I've met him out at some of the events.
Yeah, we got to talk to him on the air.
Funny guy.
Yeah, he's into that big time. So what was Captain Jack like when he was a little kid?
Well, actually, he was into a lot of things like he is now. He just seemed like he was interested in everything. And a couple things I remember, he had this little dog, a little terrier.
Yeah, his name was Rick.
Rick, yeah. And Rick was the terror of Highland Park.
He was, folks.
He was a mean little cuss.
He was a little dog. He didn't have more than about a foot tall off the ground.
Oh, yeah, well, that dog grew up and chased me around his farm. That dog was outside of the horse when I was out there.
But this little bugger, I mean, you'd go near him and he'd snap at you and that kind of thing. And he didn't like anybody that had a hat. If you had a hat on, you were dead.
You were there wearing a captain's cap right now.
And then anybody on a bicycle riding down the street.
I, of course, developed some other friends in the area. They were saying when we'd go by that house where Bill lived, they'd say, lift your feet up on the bike. It's a bad dog.
You guys, it was kind of unusual because here you were cousins and one of you was on one station and one of you was on another station. Yeah. That must have made the family reunions interesting.
They were.
Well, the strange thing is we never worked together, even though we both were in broadcasting for many years.
Was that a blessing? Or?
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I remember getting into a little bit of trouble at Brand X, though, over Captain Jack. Soon after he started doing the aerial stuff, he had a thing he put on the airplane that put banners in the sky at night.
Yeah, night light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sky ads, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, Sky ads. That's where that name came from.
Anyway, I was helping him sell the advertising on it, and I was still on Brand X in the mornings. And I got called in on the carpet over that because they thought that maybe that wasn't such a good idea. And, of course, the Sky ads had nothing to do with WHO.
Yeah. Well, we did a lot of stuff like that. We kept telling them, look, we got to eat.
Yeah.
Right. <Gotta have food. laughs> Oh, boy, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, sure were.
Ray, it's great to hear from you, and thanks for calling in to add to our little salute here this morning.
Well, I enjoyed our little talk, and, I wish Captain Jack the very best, and I think I'll be seeing him.
Well, I hope so. Maybe at a Christmas party or reunion or something.
Right.
So don't forget your plug, raydennis.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that isn't a bad idea. I'm in the real estate business.
You've sold a few houses, haven't you?
Sure have.
All right. Ray, you have a great day today.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Bill.